We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are continuing the sugya of Shnayim She'asua. We learned there was a three-way machlokes in the halachas of Shnayim She'asu. We had the shita of Rav Meir that Shnayim She'asu, two people did things together, they are chayiv. There's another man, the Amar Rav Yehuda, holds it depends. If they both need each other to carry this thing, then they are chayiv, even though two people did it together, they're both chayiv. But if they each could do it themselves, and two people are carrying it, let's say two people are carrying a loaf of bread together, then Rav Yehuda holds it potter, because that's not normal. We'll see it's from a pasuk, really. And there's a third man, the Amar, Rav Shimon holds, even that case, you are potter. Even the case where there was two people who couldn't carry it themselves, they needed both people to carry it, still you're going to be potter. Those are three shittas. Rav Meir holds you always chayiv. Rav Yehuda always depends if you could do it yourself or not. If you can't do it yourself, then you need help, then they're both chayiv. If not, they are potter. And according to Rav Shimon, even if they need help from each other, still, you're going to be potter. That's Rav Shimon Shita. So Gemara is going to explain that's really a machlekes and how I learned up to Pesukim. So Gemara, my kamifli, what's the beer of machlekes these three man the Amrim? So Gemara, Bahaikra, they're arguing in this pasuk. In the pasuk it says, V'nefesh aches techta v'shkoga, me'am oretz ba'asaisa. And this pasuk, Rav Shimon says, there are three miyutim that are saying it's only a yachid, only if you do it yourself, or you chayiv, not if you do it with help. There's three miyutim, Rav Shimon says, Rav Shimon savar, tlosa miyuti ksivi. Nefesh techata, nefesh means one techata, only by himself. Achas techata, the word achas also yudarshan. Achas techata, only if one person does a chayiv himself. And ba'asoysa techata, he does it himself. So three miyutim, nefesh, achas, and ba'asoysa. And you learn it all. Nefesh, dafka, nefesh techta yichayiv, not dafka, achas techta, dafka ba'asoysa techta, anyone by himself. So what's the three miyutim? Chada muti ze oikir zemaniach. If you only have one miyut, the first one you do it is for the type of thing that it's two people who did it, but they each did separate parts of the maisa. For example, by haitzah and by havara, the isser is dafka, one person picks, you have to pick something up, and you're going to put it down, and wrap them. So if one person picks it up and the other puts it down, that's a simple case where you're going to be potter l'kuli yama, because in this case neither of them did a whole malacha, and therefore ze oikir zemaniach will be potter. That's one case. The next miyut, miyut number two, is coming to mayit ze yachol ve ze yachol. That means they both could carry a loaf of bread themselves, and still they're both carrying it together. Zok the pasuk, no, if you both carry it together, you're potter shnayim shasua. And the third miyut, even in a case where you need two people to carry this heavy beam, still, you are potter, since two people did it. That's a third pasuk. It says it has to be dafka, a single person, to teach us that this will be potter. That's Rav Shimon's drasha. He has three drashas. For Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with these three drashas? One is coming to exclude if Ruvain picks it up and Shimon puts it down, avadi apata, neither did the whole melacha. The second one is to mind the case of Ruvain and Shimon carry a loaf of bread together, which are both possible to carry by himself, and they carry it together, they are potter. The third me is teaching us that if a yachid did a avera, that's chayav achatos, but he did it because Bezdin told him the psak, and he got the wrong psak. So if Rav of Klai Yisrael does it, they bring a par helm dove shel tzibur, the Sanhedrin will bring that carbon. But here a yachid did it. So what's the halacha of a yachid did something by Ra'as Bezdin? Are you chayav achatos or not? So Rav Yehuda learns from this pasuk, they potter achatos, because it's not called you did it. It's only by soysa, you do it yourself. Here you did it because Bezdin told you to do it. And therefore, it teaches us, the pasuk teaches us, third meaning teaches us that you're potter. You're part of machatas. Rav Shimon, he holds yachid chasav v'ras bezin's chayiv. He takes holds chayiv by yachid did it by ras bezin, and therefore he has an extra miyut that says even by zeina yachov zeina yachov, which means that they can't do it themselves. Still, you're going to be part of. But Rav Yehuda doesn't have a miyut to that. Therefore, for Rav Yehuda, if two people carry something together, a beam, it's not possible for each of them to carry it by themselves. They'll be chayiv. What does Rav Meir hold? Rav Meir holds there really is no three miyutim. He holds nefesh achas is one miyut. Rav Meir miksiv nefesh techta achas techta basoys techta. Doesn't say three separate things. Tre miyutik siv only says nefesh echas techta. So it's only one drasha. One's coming to mind, ze oiker v'zemeniach. If Reuven picks up, Shimon puts it down. And the other miyat is coming to mind, yachid shaos v'ras bezdin. If a yachid did something with the psak of bezdin, he won't be chayav v'chatas. But anytime they both do the whole malacha, even though they did it together, even though it was possible for them to do it alone, according to Rameh, you will be chayav. According to Rameh, you will be chayav. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omamar, ze yachol, veze ina yachol, divri akol chayav. We learned before in a braisa that even Rav Shimon holds, and even Rav Yehuda, they all agree, ze yachol, veze ina yachol, divri akol chayav. Only one of them is chayav. But one guy could carry it, one guy cannot carry it, divra kol chayiv. Tosis actually speaks out. When it says that someone can't do it, it doesn't mean he's not strong enough. It means in the way he is carrying it, he wouldn't be able to carry it by himself. Which means he's sticking out a little pinky. That's a case where it's called eni yachol. But like upon him, it says a case where ze yachol, vzeni yachol. That means one of them is either strong enough or he's carrying it in a way they could carry it. Let's say they're carrying a bag of flour, 40-pound bag of flour. And one guy is carrying it, and the other guy one guy is strong enough to carry, the other guy is not strong enough, but he's helping out. So it says one of them is chayev. Now who are Haymanayim and Chayev? Which one's chayev? So what's the Gemara Shaila? So Rashi is mashma that the question is maybe, we're not even sure which one, maybe even the any yachol be chayev. So there's two ways of looking at it. Either the yachol is chayev because he doesn't need any help, so he's the one who did the whole malacha. Well, the other way to say is like this, that Bishlama, the Eina Yachol, by him, that he's doing it with someone else is normal, because he can't carry it himself, so he needs the help of other person. So by him, it's a Orche Diga Haitzah, and therefore he should be Chayiv. Masha'inkin, the guy is Yachol, since someone else is doing it with him, and that's not normal, he doesn't need the help, maybe it makes it worse, makes him potter, makes it that's not normal Haitzah. So we're not sure which one we Chayiv, but as far as say either way. Tosis actually learns a little different than that. Tosis learns that there was no Tzad that... There's no tzad that you would say that the Eina Yachol should be more chayiv than the Yachol. Tosis has a different pshat. But we say that would be Rashi's pshat. So the question is, who's chayiv? So Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda says, Zesh Yachol is the one's chayiv. These Zesh Eina Yachol, my covered. The other guy didn't do anything. This guy is doing all the carrying. The other guy's not doing anything. Omle Rav Nuna, what do you mean? He is doing something. Come and say right there. He's helping him out. Helping is Ein Bei Mamish. Just helping. If I don't need you, it's like you're not here. It's like Ein Bei Mamish. It's like you're not here. Since I can do it myself, so therefore, I don't need you. And therefore, therefore he is that he's Potter, and the guy who's Yachol is Chayiv. The Messiah doesn't have that Milo Meirid in this Maisa Maitzah. And since this guy himself could carry himself, and the other guy is not helping him out in any way because I don't need him. He just, it's just like he's sticking his finger there, Masiyaya, ain't been mamish. Masiyaya in halacha is not counting anything. Since one person carried himself, he's the one who's chayiv, and the other person, Masiyaya, ain't mamish. And some of the Acharonim speak out that Lafiza, by Shnayim Sha'asu, Lafi Rav Yehuda, where both could do it themselves, the reason why Yepata is because they each consider like a Masiyaya, because they're both, I don't need you and you don't need me, so therefore they both call like a Masiyaya. And therefore, that is why they're both potter taka. That's the case why you're potter. But the ma'aseh here, one guy could do it, the other guy can't do it. So the one who could do it is chayim, the other guy is called mesiyaya, and he's aimed by mamish, and he's potter. And the Gemara is now going to bring a few rayas from different places in Shas where we say this idea, the mesiyaya aimed by mamish. Om Rav Zvid, Meshmei Derava. Af ananami tanina. We also, I can bring you a raya that Mesiyaya, the helper, ain't by mamish. There's a Mishnah in Zav, and we know that a Zav who sits on a chair that's made for a chair, or lies on a bed that's made for a bed, the halacha is that thing is called a Medrash HaZav, and it's Tomei, it's Avatoma. Now, the halacha is he has to lean on that thing to become Avatoma. He has to lean on that item, on that chair, or on that bed. So there's a Mishnah in Zav, and it says like this. Hoya Yoshev Agabi Amita, a Zov was sitting on a bed, which could become a madras. Fa'arba Talisois Takas Ragli Amita, and he has four clothed pieces of clothing under the legs of each of the four legs of the bed. The bed has four legs, he had four Talisois, one under each leg. The halacha is they're all Tameh, Tameyas. Every beggar is Tameh, because sitting under the Beretz Tumas Medrash is holding up the Zav. Because the bed can't land be on three legs. So here, it needs four legs. So every one of those four legs are holding up the bed. And it turns out that this talus is holding up every one of the four legs. It's like it's holding up the Zav. But Rabbi Shimon holds that it's tar. What about the halacha of Reichel Gabi Hema? Similar halacha. Why Rav Shimon's Matar? So Rashi says that Rav Shimon's Matar, because he holds Ze'ina Yachol, Ve'ze'ina Yachol, also it's only Kumasiyaya and Pata. That's what Rashi says. That even by Shabbos, let's say, where they both can't carry it themselves, you need both of them to carry the Kaira. And they need both of them. They're more Messiah. You need both of them to carry. Still, Rav Shimon holds Pater. So here also, since there's four collaborating to one holding up the Zav, therefore, the halacha is that they are Tahar. Therefore, that's a Rashi learns. Tais says a Kasha. Tais says, what do you mean? It's Exeris a Kasha by Shabbos that says Tahar. It's extra meat. And therefore, Tais wants to say a different Shav because you need the Rav of the Zav to lean on it. And here, you don't have the Rav of the Zav on any other Talisim. That's what Tais learns. The first case of the Mishnah is clear. It's not a Raya yet to our Shaila. The Raya is the second case. The next case of the Mishnah is someone's riding a behema. And he has four talisas under the legs of the behema to hairois. Even here, he agrees, the Tanakhama agrees at the Tahiros. Why? Because he doesn't need, behema doesn't need all four legs. Three legs enough to hold himself up, to hold the Zav. And therefore, whatever is under the Zav, the talus under the Zav will not become Tame, because on every one you could say, you're not the main one. I don't need you, because all three, you could be under the other three. So every one of the four, you could say that it's good enough with the other three, you don't need the fourth one. So you might ask, they're helping each other out. You need all four legs are helping. See from here, it's a riot, this is side. Mesayaya, aim by mamish. So bringing riot, this is how you say, "Mamish." So Gemara, I'm Rabbi Huda with this karta. Loi lo meivolach, maybe we say yes, Mamish. Maybe we say yes, Mamish. Ah, here, why don't we say all four talis are tame? Sham nihacha the akur lo legamri. Here, he doesn't have to put down his leg at all. One leg can be picked up v'chlal. It can be not even misayaya. Misayaya means that it's helping. You don't need the help. Here, it's possible that the behemoth can stand on three legs without the fourth leg. Therefore, on every leg, you can say, not only not Messiah, I don't even need you. He doesn't have to stand on you at all. And therefore, it won't be Tommy. But it's not right, Messiah, my mom. Maybe a real Messiah is Yeshua, my mom. Faith in Marakasha, Vakimin, the Zimnan Akra, Ha, Zimnan Akra, Ha. The mice, it doesn't always pick up the same leg, and we're saying each one maybe picked up that leg. Well, mice sometimes it does put down the leg on, three of the legs are, you need. Sit on a talus, and we don't know which one it is, but sometimes those talus are being used to hold up the Zav. And the luck is that if you have a suffix, which one it is, it's Tameh. The Kim is in an Akraha, is in an Akraha, Lahavik din Zav Masapik, because we like a Zav Masapik. What's Zav Masapik? We like the Mishnah Zav and Zav, so Mutach Misha Saf Salmach Hamish Pundiyais. He had five benches lined up parallel to each other, to the length, parallel. Or Chamish Pundayis, that's like these big sacks that they kept money in, but they also used it, they could lie in it and still take the money out while lying on it. So La'arkon, if the Zav is lying the same length, the same way, the same direction as the Safsalm, as the benches or the Pundayis, then the Lach is its main. Because he's lying on all of them, so he's for sure lying on all of them. But L'Rachvam, Tahirim. But if he goes to the width, then it's Tar. That means he goes across, perpendicular to them, across them, then it's Tar. Because he didn't line any of them fully. He's only on pieces of all of them. He has to have, Roiv, his guf, has to be on them. But Yashin, what if he was sleeping? Even L'Rachvam were worried maybe he went straight. Safik Masapachleim, maybe he turned on one of them and slept on all of them. And Lach is, it's Tameim, it's Tameh. So you see, when you have a Safik, it's Tameh. See, here also, by the Behema, if it's a Safik also, he for sure needed three of them, had to put his feet down, so you wouldn't know which one it is, so it should be Tommy. El Lav has to be Pshat, Mishra, Mishra, Mamish. That Echanami, we know it's putting all four legs on all four at one point, for sure, these legs are sitting down, and still, they're not Tommy. No, he's not Tommy, because they're considered a Messiah. Since you don't need all four of them, you only need three of them, therefore has a din of misayaya, and therefore it's a raya to this yisoid, misayaya ain't by mamash. It's a raya to this yisoid that misayaya ain't by mamash.